Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and His Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
You see, there are times that we do not fully obey the Lord. Because I believe that just like the early church, this last day church is also preaching a half gospel just to some limited part of the world. And they are not going into it. But we are the mature church and we must get there and fully obey Jesus before He can come for us. Hallelujah. I believe that like the early church, God is going to use persecutions to scatter His people. Because that is what He did. That is what He did in the early church. He gives them revelation. He teaches them. They are not getting it. So what He did was that He just scattered them. They left their so-called holy world. And they went into all the world to preach the gospel there. And I prophesy to us that I believe that God is going to use hardships. Can we all say hardships?
Yeah.
Hardships to force this last day church into all the orderly arrangements of men. And once we get there, we will preach the full gospel, what I call the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 24 verse 14. The gospel of salvation that we are used to is about heaven, going to heaven. It is about forgiveness of sins. It is about Jesus as a savior. It has more to do with God's influence on individuals. But that is only part of the gospel. The gospel of the kingdom goes beyond going to heaven. It goes into ruling on this earth. The gospel of the kingdom goes beyond forgiveness of sins into remission of sins. That repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name unto all nations. This is Luke's version of the Great Commission. That repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name. Remission just means freedom. Can we all say freedom? Freedom from sin. Yeah. Freedom from sin goes beyond forgiveness of sins. The gospel of the kingdom goes beyond Jesus as Savior to Jesus as the Lord, as the King, as our controller. It goes beyond God's influence on individuals to God's influence on society, on nations, on ethnos as a whole. You haven't scratched that one. The gospel of the kingdom deals with the consequences of our forgiveness. It deals with the consequences of our forgiving sins on people and society. Let me explain it to you. You see, you cannot sin. We are all sinners. You cannot, I'm talking about human beings, right? You cannot sin and then you repent. And then you ask God for forgiveness. And then God forgives you. And then you are only thinking about heaven. You are not thinking about the consequences of your sin on this earth. You cannot just repent of your sins Ask God for forgiveness and leave the people that your sin put in a bad shape. You leave them in a mess on this earth and say that I am heavenly minded and I am born again and I am going to heaven. Because the gospel of the kingdom goes beyond forgiveness of sins. It touches on freeing us from the consequences of our sins. And I'm going to show it to you very quickly. Very quickly. Look at the book of John chapter 20 and then verse 21 to 23. Because every sin has got consequences. You can't just be spiritually forgiven and leave the earth with the darkness that came because of your sin. That allowed demons to infect our society because of your sin. And said, I am born again. I don't care about the darkness in the world, about the evil infiltration that my sin caused this earth. You are forgiving your sin. What about the results of your sin on lost humanity? Making people more depraved. What about that? Because directly or indirectly, people suffer the results of your sins and the results of your bad decisions. They are in a mess. And you cannot run away to heaven and leave your family in a mess. You cannot run away and leave our society in a mess. The gospel of the kingdom, ladies and gentlemen, is to make us show responsibility on earth for our wrongs. Show responsibility on this earth for our wrongs. And I want you to know that it does not mean that it is the works, the things that you do after you are forgiven your sins that will make you go to heaven. No, that's not what I'm teaching. By grace, through the blood, you are saved and you are ready for heaven. But that is only one side of the gospel. There is another side where you have to address the consequences of your sin. And the good news in the book of John chapter 20, I'm sure you are there now. The good news is that you are empowered to overcome the consequences of your sin on this earth. Jesus does not just forgive you, but he frees you. He remits it. That's remission. He frees you from the consequences of your sin. Look at verse 21. It looks like John's version of the Great Commission. John 20 verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he has said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sin you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sin you retain, they are retained. What does it mean? Is Jesus telling us that we are the people who are going to forgive sins on this earth? No. It is only God who forgives sins. Otherwise, some people will not be forgiven. I hope you know that. God will not leave that one in the hands of men. Because men will kill all of them. People will repent that God should forgive them. God will forgive them. But men will never forgive them. Especially holy people. It's like the elder brother of the prodigal son. Your only brother has come back. Lost, he is found. He has come home and he is not happy. Says that this your son. He didn't even say my brother. Because that is how sometimes Christians who think they are wholly obedient to God and other people don't obey God. That's how they are very hard on people. No mercy. So that is not what Jesus is saying. That you can forgive sins and you can retain sin. That as for you, I retain your sin. That's not what he's teaching. He is teaching you about the consequences of your sin. That you are empowered by the Holy Spirit to do something about your sin, which has been forgiven on this earth. You can do something about it. And that is one good news we all must understand. That we are empowered to overcome the consequences of your sin. We are empowered to repair what we destroyed before we go away. Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit. I am empowering you, not just for heaven, but to be able to function on this earth and clean up the consequences of your sin. Fight all the devils that came into the family. Just because you broke somebody's marriage, you cannot just go to heaven and leave the people as orphans. When you murder somebody and then you repent, you cannot just say, I'm going to heaven. What about the people that you left on this earth without a father? You have a responsibility because your sins are forgiven. You are ready for heaven. Yes. But that is only one side. The other side is that you are empowered to take care of the destruction that your sin caused on this earth. And you do it with the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the full gospel. The gospel of the kingdom that goes beyond just salvation from sin to being saved from the consequences of our sins also. Now, freedom from sin includes its consequences. Salvation from sin involves salvation from the consequences of sin on people. And ladies and gentlemen, we should all begin to get responsible and take responsibility for that bad habit you showed in the house, which your little brother is copying. You may say that, Lord, I was insolent to my mom. Please forgive me. What about the result of that thing in your family line? What about that thing that people are learning from you? What have you got to do about it? Do we just leave the world in a mess and fly away to heaven? No. I notice in the Bible that anybody that Jesus Christ directly ministered salvation to, he empowered them to take care of the destruction that they caused. Yeah? I'll give you two examples. I can give you three. Or go beyond three to four. Jesus directly ministered to Zacchaeus. He went, he said, this day salvation has come to your house. I'm talking from Luke chapter 19 now. Zacchaeus said, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taking anything from anybody by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And it was based upon that, the totality of the work in this man, that Jesus said, rejoiced and said, this day salvation has come to this house because of what Zacchaeus said. He said, I restore. I'm not just forgiving, but those people I cheated who suffer financially, and because of that, their family, their children could not get nourishing food to eat. I must do something to nourish those people. Now, you may not directly, like Zacchaeus, have a record of all those people and all that. Because indirectly, even our sins bear on our society. It bears on people. Indirectly. But what you can do is to give yourself to repair the damage in society for those kind of people who suffered from your financial malfeasance, financial crookedness.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast.
You set up something for orphans. You set up something for the hungry. You set up something for the sick. Because as a result of our things, our bad things and bad decisions, there has been infiltration of evil on the land. There are sins against the land. There are sins that we sin. God will forgive us, but the land is cursed. What about that? What about our responsibility towards the darkness in this world? Says that you are saved. You are the light. Let the light shine and put out that darkness and put out the evil. Do something. Because that is all the gospel. God saved. Jesus ministered directly to Paul. Galatians 1, 14 to 16, 23 to 24. You know, Paul built much of the church because he destroyed much. So when Jesus took him, he said, look, you are saved. But remember, you killed people, killed my prophets. Now what about that? You have to suffer and build what you destroy. That was a testimony around that the man who destroyed us is now building us. Yeah. That's what he does. And Peter had to face his also. Because Peter was one person Jesus directly interceded for. Luke 22. Because Peter was clearly the leader of the apostle from Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 and 19. But Peter, by his conduct, led the people astray. And Jesus said, look, I have prayed for you. And when you come back, make sure you build that which you destroyed among your brethren. Make sure you strengthen your brethren. There's somebody who was so weak enough to deny Jesus. Jesus says, look, I'll restore you, I'll forgive you, but you have to feed my sheep. Because he told the people, I go a fishing. And the people said, we also go a fishing. And Jesus Christ caught him and he said, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, I love you. Jesus said, look, you love me. Make sure the things that you destroy, you build it. I just went 3 days and you destroyed it. Build it.
Okay. So, in the New Testament, in the Old Testament really, there was a law, Exodus 22 verse 1. Let's read that one before we go. Exodus 22 verse 1. Exodus 22 verse 1. You can write down Numbers chapter 5 verse 6 to 7 and Proverbs chapter 6 verse 31. Exodus 22 verse 1. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it and sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox. Do you know why? 5 for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. Do you know why? Because the ox was used for labor. And so the person has to be well compensated for losing the days, the time that he captured the oxen. And the oxen couldn't work. You must pay extra on it. So it's not 4-4. If you take oxen because of his labor in the field, compensate the person properly. 5. Says bring 5. But you look at the animals you are trying to steal. If you can't supply, you are careful. Proverbs tells us that a thief, when he steals to satisfy his souls and he's not seen, he's okay. But when he is seen, he will be made to restore sevenfold. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I have come. That's my gospel. I have come that they may have life. Zoe, God kind of life. They may have life. That's enough. He could have ended there. But he knew that is not the end of my gospel. I want you to get it restored unto you more than what the thief came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So if a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore. 5. So that the person who lost it is going to have restitution made unto him. I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus Christ wants us, the Last Day Church, to preach and teach all the gospel to all the world. And we want to end in the book of Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Somebody says, oh, Pastor, about this thing that you are talking about, we may not be doing it, but God is with us. Yes, he was with the early church, but he wasn't pleased because they were preaching part of his gospel of the kingdom. Just part to part of the world. But he's calling us to all the world, all of the orderly arrangement. Matthew 5, you know those verses, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men, not before God. It's before men. This is the very first sermon Jesus is preaching. And he was like some few minutes into the sermon. Few minutes. We can read from Matthew 5 verse 2. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, we can read it in 1 minute. Some few minutes. This is what Jesus is saying in verse 6. Let your light so shine before men, not before God, that they may, who? Not God will see, but men will see your good works. Works, W-O-R-K-S, not words, W-O-R-D. Not your good words, but your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill it. If even under the law, God will not suffer people to just languish under the sin of people, the results of the sin of people, how much more shall the blood of Jesus restore to the people kind of life that they should have? That is why Christians are responsible. That is why the Bible said that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, and pray, says that I will forgive and I will heal their land. It depends upon us to fix. Unbelievers cannot fix it because they are not, let me put it this way, they are not saved. So they can fix it. We are saved. Much have been freely given unto us. We must freely disperse it unto the people. Unbelievers can't do it. We have to repair. Look at Revelation chapter 19 verse 8. Revelation 19 verse 8. Verse 7 says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come and his wife has made herself ready. This wife is talking about the church. How did the church get ready? Verse 8. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. If you look at the margin of the King James Version, and the Greek is talking about the fine linen that the church is clothed in are the righteous acts or works of saints. Before Jesus Christ comes for his bride, comes for his to be bride, he has to clothe us. Says that I'm going to clothe them in righteous acts. Acts that unbelievers see white, clean, is shining, and then they glorify my Father, which is in heaven. That is the word I want to leave with you. That God expects the Last Day Church to go beyond the gospel of salvation, looking to heaven and wickedly ignoring the consequences of our sins on our husbands and our wives. We have to repay it. And you do that by praying for them and working physically, doing things, works.
Not to pay for your salvation,
but to show responsibility. Because John 20, 21 to 23, you are empowered, if you are born again, to clean the consequences of sin. We can do it. We have the Holy Spirit. We can go into all the world and we can repair. In Jesus' name.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.